Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is known as a person who offers us the kind of gift that is called non-fear, the gift of non-fear. And the Heart Sutra that we recite every morning is a text on non-fear. There are three kinds of gift. The first kind is a material gift. The second kind is the gift of the know-how. And the third gift is the gift of non-fear. And Avalokiteshvara is the one who used to offer us this third gift, which is the most precious kind of gift of all. We are possessed by fear, anxiety, and the practice of the Heart Sutra help us to remove our fear, to transform it, especially our fear of dying. When we think of dying, we think that from someone, from something, we are going to become nothing. That's our idea of death. To die means from something, from someone, you become nothing, no one at all. And that is why our notion of birth, from nothing, from no one, we become something, we become someone. But if we practice looking more deeply, we see that our notion is absurd. And we can demonstrate it. Can you find anything that is having come from nothing? No, you cannot find a single thing or a single being that has come from nothing. The cloud in the sky, before it was so-called born, it has come from something. We believe we are born the day our mother went to the hospital. But we know that we did not begin to exist since that day. No, we had been there in her a long time ago. We did not come to exist from nothing at that point when our mother began to conceive us. We had been there before conception. We had been there maybe some in our mother, some in our father, and some in the air, some in the water, and so on. So how to find yourself? Look back and try to find your origin. You come from many directions. You come from everywhere in the cosmos. And this is a deep meditation. Try to find out how, what you look like before your mother was born. An invitation, very warm invitation, for you to look into your true nature. From nothing, you can never become something. When I look at this sheet of paper, even if I am not a poet, I can see a cloud floating in this. Because the cloud is so essential for the presence of the sheet of paper. If there were no cloud, there will be no rain and no trees can grow, no paper. And I can see a cloud right in this moment, floating in the piece of paper. I can see the sunshine right here and now, not in the past. I can see the earth, the mineral, the vegetable, the animals, everything in this. So I see that this sheet of paper inter-ease with everything else at this very moment, not only in the past, not only in the future, but it's now. It has not come from nothing. In fact, it has come from everything. This sheet of paper, according to the teaching of the Buddha, is empty. But empty of what? This is the question. Empty of what? Empty of a separate existence. Empty of a separate self. And it means at the same time that it is full. Full of what? Full of everything else. To be empty of self means to be full of everything else. You cannot find something that is not in the sheet of paper now, in the light of interbeing. So this sheet of paper has never been born. Birth is a notion that has to do with our mind, our way of seeing things. When we look deeply at reality, we see no birth. We have been there since the non-beginning. And if something is there from the very non-beginning, if something has not been born, can that something die and become nothing? Impossible. Do you think that you can destroy this sheet of paper and reduce it in nothingness? No, it's impossible. Even if you strike a match and burn it, this sheet of paper will not become nothingness. Some of it will become something like smoke coming up and become part of a cloud. Some of it will become heat penetrating in other things in the cosmos and give appearance, birth to many things else. So it will take up other forms of interbeing. And we should look very deeply in order to recognize it. One day I was in a retreat in Vancouver, and there was a very charming child, about 7 or 8. I took her hand, practicing walking meditation, and she asked me, "Thay, have you decided what to be in your next life?" She must have heard her parents about rebirth and so on. I was caught in surprise, and I said, "Well, it seemed that I am paying too much attention to the present moment that I have not decided yet." But since you ask, I try to answer. And then I look and I saw, I could be many things. I could be a cloud. I could be a bird. I could be a butterfly. And look, I could be a little yellow flower like this one in front of us. And you know something? Tomorrow, if you will not be attentive, you will not recognize me, and you may step on me. And I think that day I have planted a seed in that very young store consciousness.